Thomas charging through the midfield. Thomas, it's up for grabs now. Thomas, right at the end.
Hello, you are listening to It's Up For Grabs Now, the Arsenal podcast. It's Alan Davis. I've got Ian Stone here.
Hello, Alan.
Ian is here again. A little croaky there,
slightly, Ian. Slightly croaky. New Year's Eve.
All right. New Year's Eve.
It's
the 4th of Jan.
That's how good a New Year's Eve it was.
And Tayo is here.
Hello, Alan.
Tayo, you've cheered up since New Year's Eve.
Yeah, I had a bit of a funny New Year's Eve.
Could you describe the laptop that was stolen from your car? We'll see if we can get it back.
Yeah, it's a silver Mac. My car was broken into, and
Where was it broken into?
I didn't think they'd taken anything at first. It was in Hackney, so
Hackney.
Hackney broken into. Yeah, that's narrowing it down.
Anyone in Hackney who knows anything about a stolen laptop, could you form an orderly queue starting in Trafalgar Square? No, queue round and round the Emirates.
Yeah. I'm also a little bit tired and emotional because I had a really bad night's sleep, and some mad dreams in there. I just wanted to tell you about it.
Oh, my God.
Really? I had a dream that Leeds United won 1-0 at Old Trafford. It's one of those dreams, you know, where you punch the air in your sleep.
It was an amazing game. Talking about punching the air in your sleep, this is the whole point of my dream last night, which is kind of weird. Have you ever had sleep paralysis? You know that kind of thing where you kind of think...
Can't get up.
Mikhail Silvestri gets it all the time, when your mind knows what you're doing.
Is that why Diamanti got through for that goal?
Exactly. You knew
Mikhail
what he wanted to do.
Sleep paralysis.
I think so. You knew what he wanted to do.
They blamed Gallas in one of the papers. They said Gallas played him onside. If Gallas is reading this, he won't be happy.
If anything's wrong, it's Silvestri's fault.
Silvestri's fault. He's gone. I'll take one step forward and put my arm up.
But I did actually...
He's been watching Tony Adams' videos.
Yeah. He got it all wrong.
But that is team effort, as opposed to just Mikhail Silvestri doing that on his own.
But this really weird night's sleep, then we actually played Chelsea at Stamford Bridge, and we was all watching it together. And the Chelsea players were actually...
Hang on, is this your dream?
Yeah.
Yeah, go on, what happened?
It's a dream.
Did we win?
We was all in it. No, it was 3-0, but they were 7 or 8 foot.
You had a dream where we lost 3-0.
They were 7 or 8 foot. We was all watching it together. They were 7 or 8 foot. And our players were literally 2 foot tall.
Now I could totally understand why Keith gets the right ump with me when I used to turn up and say, oh, last night, I wonder you beat AC Milan 3-2. What? When? What was that?
PlayStation.
I was playing FIFA on the PlayStation. Oh, will you shut up about
FIFA?
I scored a... me right up now.
He used to get really upset. I scored a 30-yarder. No, you didn't.
What
you didn't.
Goal by Andre last night. What a goal.
I thought it was established.
What goal? Oh, he's beaten three men. And I've curled it. Because you can put a curl on it if you use your left thumb.
Aftertouch.
Left thumb? What do you mean, left thumb?
Aftertouch, yeah.
That was my favourite year of FIFA, when you could bend the passes.
The aftertouch on the little thing.
I loved bending the passes.
Yeah. But anyway, apart from that...
So your dreams are even less interesting than me on the FIFA.
Tired and emotional because of that.
You've had a dream that you've lost to Chelsea.
Lost to Chelsea.
Dream that you've won something.
Well, I didn't choose the dream. That's the point I'm telling you about.
We discussed our dreams once. Do you remember this? Because we were discussing how the dreams go. And I said, with me, we tend to be losing.
No memory of this. This is a dream where you discuss.
Am I dreaming this now?
Dreaming. I'm in dreams with me. There are people listening to this podcast thinking, oh, well, wake up in a minute. This is rubbish.
Right,
when are they going to talk about the FA Cup?
We'll move on.
We had a discussion about dreams.
Yeah, because we have different
Where
ways.
Where were we? Where were we?
We were in bed together. And I woke you up and I said, Alan, I've been dreaming. Hold me.
A giraffe came in and brought us a couple of Bloody Marys.
We were at football.
Said, here are the dog.
We were at football.
At Highbury or the Emirates?
At Highbury.
We used to talk about a lot of stuff at Highbury in the old days because the football was so crap.
It wasn't so good on occasion.
In the dying years of the Graham era.
No, but you said that your dreams involve Arsenal winning, say, 7-0, whereas mine involved us going 2-0 down, then coming back and winning 3-2.
Oh, yeah, you've always been one for a comeback.
Yes, I like it. I like a bit of pain.
I've always been a 7-0 type.
You have. I just grind their noses
well,
in
mine
it.
Mine is like we're watching it like in a hall of mirrors because the Chelsea players are 9 foot and ours were 2. I didn't mean to dream it. Anyway,
I had a dream the other night that you were deported.
There's no comeback from that, so I won't even try. Let's move on. I'm sorry, you can bring it up.
Dear. So you would have liked then, Ian Stone. You would have enjoyed a comeback that Arsenal made away to West Ham.
I love a comeback.
We have to be gentle now because our esteemed engineer on my right is a West Ham fan.
Who had a go at us before we even started?
He's looming over me with a pointed, sharpened biro. If you say one more thing about Diamante...
I was. Yeah. It was great. It was
Diamante is really chippy, though, isn't he? He's trying to start on Vela as well.
He's chippy. Yeah, he's
quite good as well.
He's not a bad player. I thought they worked hard with West Ham. So patronising. I can't find.
Do it. Try it.
No, it isn't patronising.
They worked hard.
They
ran about a lot. Didn't
they worked hard, and we had 3 19-year-olds in midfield who were obviously a bit out of their depth. And then we brought on 2 world-class players. Abu Diaby, ladies and gentlemen.
Made the difference.
Unbelievable. What's happened to him suddenly? Playing at night is great. Being the last one to arrive at the party when it's already up and going, that's when he takes the floor.
He's in.
Yeah. And Amy say
Abu's here.
Didn't someone say this week that he looks a bit like a black Francis Drake?
He looks like a black Francis Drake.
When he's playing,
I don't know what Francis Drake looks like.
He's got a goatee beard. He's got a goatee beard.
And he's got a polo neck. Instead of a ruffle,
and he turns up at the Emirates in a galleon.
Right. Hark. I see my number coming up.
It is like that. It's a cross between MC Hammer and Francis Drake.
Amazing.
And listener, if you have any other crosses between players...
I got a bit mixed up, actually. I thought you were talking about Charlie Drake.
That's the best one I've had since crossing... Arshavin with Nikolai Valuev.
Yeah.
I thought would make a dream play.
But he's playing out of skin. He came on and he changed the game.
We were rubbish in the first half, weren't we? Really?
We were rubbish.
We didn't create much, did we?
No, I just thought it was very, very tight and even. Because I felt like a couple of our younger players maybe were not as confident as Diaby. Diaby had a hopeless game a few weeks ago, a bit like Wilshere did at the weekend. Wilshere was hopeless.
Marina weren't great,
was he? Booed. Did you hear Wilshere got booed when he came on?
Who got booed? Booed?
West Ham fans, common.
West Ham fans booed him.
They booed him.
Well, no, I think it's
he supported West Ham.
Oh, what? Because
a guilty look from the engineer.
Was that you?
Absolutely. He's gone red. You booed England's great white hope.
Yeah, a child. A child you booed.
A child. You're disgusting.
Child abuse. Peter. You're one step away from paedophilia if you boo Jack Walsh.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's got a bright future, but for the next few months, I'm hoping it's going to be on loan.
But not at Burnley, because they're going to get a new manager, aren't they?
No, I don't know. Well, maybe Coyle will take him to Bolton if he goes to Bolton. I don't know. But anyway, I was very, very pleased with our 2 goals. This is understatement of 2010. Yeah.
Well, Vela got a nice little touch. He was good. No, I like Vela.
It's a brilliant cross.
He had a poor game.
And can you say a few words about Eduardo, please?
I'd just like to say that I'm glad that Eduardo has responded to the tough love that I've been trying to do.
Tough love, to him.
And he knew he
do one, Eduardo.
I've never said do one.
What is that?
Turned around and
said he's all over your face.
He's been let me down. And he had a rubbish game up till then. Come on, he did nothing in that game. And I had a text all planned for you. And I was like, I'm going to leave it.
3 goals in 4 games?
Is that what it is?
And what
you're
a header.
He almost missed the one.
What a header. 3 goals, that's right. The first one was when he almost missed from 2 yards in front of goal.
Almost missed.
The second one was a deflection.
This is an interesting development. Now you're both trying to cross off Eduardo's goal. I'd like to remind you, this bloke nearly lost a foot.
Yeah.
Wearing the Arsenal shirt in our cause. He nearly lost a foot. I'm prepared to cut him a little bit more.
They showed it on,
especially as he's got 3 goals in 4
they
games.
They showed it on Premiership Years just before I come out.
Eduardo, come on, talk over me. They showed the Martin Taylor challenge. He hasn't played much since then, has he?
I did feel bad when they also showed a sort of turn and swivel we did in that season 2007-2008 beforehand, and I was like,
at Man City, that goal.
Yeah, that's right. That was a beautiful.
It's
goal.
Almost like
chested it down.
It's almost like it's imprinted on your eyelids, Alan. Like
all our goals are imprinted on my eyelids.
All Eduardo's.
That's why when I go to sleep, I don't dream about losing 3-0 to Chelsea.
All it is, you dream about Eduardo. So I actually didn't. Yeah, I'm feeling a little bit.
I'd like you to know.
Not guilty, but bad.
It should feel bad. I'd like you to know that we wouldn't have won that game if my 4-week-old daughter hadn't put on her Arsenal lucky coat.
You sent us a picture.
We saw the picture. Yeah,
I bought her a coat. She can only wear it till she's 3 months old.
It's not really a coat, is it? It's like a baby grow, isn't it?
It's a coat.
What, she go out in it?
It's a hoodie jacket.
Well, keep it away from Steve Wolford.
Hoodie jacket.
It's about the same size as the one that Steve Wolford was wearing on the Aston Villa bench at the last home game.
Yeah.
What are you wearing, Wolford?
You're trying to wear it as a finger puppet.
She put that on, we turned it around. In fact, halfway through the second half, she was sick all down it. I had to clean it off and put it back on her.
He put a sick-covered coat back on his child.
That's abuse.
Just for the second half,
That's abuse. Yeah.
It's a lucky coat. You've got to put it back on.
Are you going to wash it now? Just, you know, get the sick off? Or is it now it's the sick part of
that? Tell that to social services. It was a lucky coat.
She's covered in sick. Yeah, but it's a big game. It's a court final.
It's the FA Cup. It's a one-off game. You need everything you can get.
Do you need
the thing is, with a lucky coat, do you then wear it every game or do you choose your game?
Well, do you wash it in between?
You sound a little bit like Keith at this point if you're talking about lucky coats.
When you got back to
you'll be chucking radios out the window next. But
when you got back to back home,
do you
games?
Wear it every game? I think you bring
it out.
I don't
think he'd chuck Linda's radio out the window.
That's what he said, wasn't it?
He said he threw it at the wall.
No, but, all right, but no.
The thing was, when Keith smashed up the radio, he smashed up the radio because he was listening to Radio 4 in the hope that they wouldn't mention the Champions League.
And mentioned Yasser Arafat.
Yasser Arafat and PLO.
Against
who actually no longer exist.
But the point about that is, right? The point about that is that he already knew that we'd lost to Liverpool. So the fact that they were mentioning it again wasn't news to him.
Oh, he just didn't want to hear it.
He just didn't want to hear it again.
Well, just keep the radio and telly off.
Robert Mugabe, media lockdown. No free media in the house.
Anyway, I think you've got to bring that out if we're losing any time and get the, you know, you've got to phone up.
I'd just like to say that maybe Arsene Wenger knows something we don't, because
I love the maybe
qualifier.
Listen, speak for yourselves, guys. Speak for yourselves. But no,
maybe. He didn't. Yeah, maybe.
If Matthew Upson is being beaten by our 5'8" Brazilian to the ball, then he's not good enough for Arsenal.
Brazilian. That's a fair point, actually.
It is a fair point. Yeah. I'm glad I made it. Do you reckon Arsene would have made it?
You're trying to take a little bit and more credit away from Eduardo. What an astonishing header. The only way he could score was to loop that in the top corner. Only Eduardo can do this. It's a gift.
Yeah.
Andy Townsend said that, I'm not saying that Andy Townsend means or knows anything. Incidentally, it was good to see John Hart's in the studio. I'm not going to go on about
it. He's well
Andy
now, isn't he, John?
I agree with you. It was very good to see big Johnny Hart's in there.
Yes. Who was
very
he supporting?
Glad to see him back.
Out of interest.
He was a massive gooner that day. Massive.
Well, do you think
gooner.
He was?
Yeah, I think so.
I think he was going with the wind. I think he was a West Ham fan, and then we won, and then when he came back to him after the game, he was going, good performance.
And then he chose the Welshman for
Man of the Match.
Man of the Match.
Yes. But rightly so. Ramsey's beautiful player.
Ramsey's beautiful.
Has he only got one ball now, Hartson? Is that the story? You couldn't tell. I was trying to look in his trousers.
Jamie Redknapp's got his spare.
Had it been Jamie Redknapp, you'd have been able to tell straight away. Hello, Redknapp's had to stick your cancer. Look at that.
Something's missing. No, but Johnny was the one who brought it up. They asked him how he was. He said, I had testicular cancer spread to my lungs and my brain. And
to his brain as well.
To his brain.
Like totally. Lance Armstrong. Have you read that book, by the way?
No.
That is a brilliant book.
Yeah.
And it's not about the bike. Seriously.
Yeah, I've got it.
It's a really, really brilliant book. Johnny Hartson, if you're listening,
tell us about the incident when you kicked that bloke, was it?
Eyle Berkovich.
In training.
John can't remember his career because he was pissed for the entire length of his career.
Yeah. And he gets full
respect from all the bouncers down where I go to in Spain, because he can outdrink any other footballer that's ever been down there.
That is quite impressive.
One of them as well, Johnny Hartson, he's a good lad. Which means he drank the bar dry.
In that accent.
I don't know where he's from.
Plucky West Ham put
the
sword.
Hey, speaking of kicking people in the head, by the way, Diaby, someone did a high kick on Diaby, kicked him in the ear. Now, Diaby is really huge.
He's 6 foot.
He's six foot four. Yeah. Jimenez, whoever he is, the lad who did it, he's not. I mean, he's about 5'8".
He's very flexible, though, isn't he?
How did he get up there?
He's flexible, is what I'm saying.
He should do Pilates.
He's doing Pilates. That's what I'm saying.
I've written to Davina McCall saying he should go on that new dance show on Sky
You've
One.
Written to Davina McCall.
It was a shocking challenge.
This podcast
you
is wanna safe.
Get, you want to get Jimenez from West Ham? Did you see him kick Francis Drake in the ear? Is he Spanish, Jimenez? Oh, West Ham.
Isn't he Mexican? Mexican. Yeah, he is. Mexican.
One of the two. Same thing.
So, I mean, it's sort of an Armada thing.
Oh, I see where you were going with that. That's
why DRB stopped him.
Tenuous link.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was a very high kick, and it was almost impressive in its
foul
play.
And Diaby wasn't having it as well.
Davina's got to get him, or a Nigel Lithgow for So You Think You Can Dance. There's an opening there for a high kick in Mexican.
There's an opening for a Buwe in Celebrity Big Brother. He'd be brilliant in there, wouldn't he?
Anyone with any who I actually knew who they were would be good in there. I think if they have to wear name tags, it's not that good.
Emmanuel Eboué hiding all their microphones when they're asleep.
Oh, yeah. Eboué, you've brought Eboué up.
Always.
I'll take this opportunity.
Always.
To this week.
Part two. And people.
Tinkerbell.
Which Arsenal player is Tinkerbell? Mm. Now, for those of you who didn't listen last week, what were you doing? Arsenal this year are raising money, and please do contribute. For the Great Ormond Street Hospital. And, of course, J.M. Barry, who wrote Peter Pan, donated all the royalties from Peter Pan to Great Ormond Street. So, they're asking an Arsenal player every week in the programme questions related to Peter Pan. all I can
I've
say
got to
is...
fill it with something, haven't I?
That program. Is the briefest... most articulate way I can phrase that. It's such a bizarre concept.
It is bizarre.
But it is actually true.
They're doing the tweenies next
season. One of the questions
is,
Tinkerbell is a trickster. Who is the team Tinkerbell? And we established it last week that about five or six of the Arsenal squad said it was Emmanuel Eboué. Well, yeah. I've got a few more match day programmes with me. And Gail Clichy says, Tinkerbell is a trickster. Who is the team Tinkerbell? Robin van Persie.
Robin van... That's a shock.
Robin van Persie.
What?
But listen to this. Robin van Persie likes to do different things.
Different things? To what?
Like hide your phone or throw water over you. Now, that's just not funny.
That's not a Eboué standard at all.
If somebody's going to throw water over me, I'll be happy if they hid my phone first. But anyway, that's by the way. But yeah, do them both, Robin, or not at all.
That's the Gail, obviously, Van Persie is a bit annoying in the dressing room, and he's nicked Gail's phone.
I don't see him as the team Tinkerbell.
I see him as massively chippy if you don't give him the ball.
Well, what about this one? Yeah, Nicholas Bentner. Nicholas. Tinkerbell is a trickster. This is Tinkerbell from the well-known story, Peter Pan.
Yeah.
Who is the team Tinkerbell? That's a very difficult one, as everyone likes to have a laugh. That's my generic Arsenal accent.
Okay. I thought it was generally Nordic, but good.
Everyone likes to have a laugh, you know, generally in life, you mean. But I'd say Thomas Rosicky or Cesc Fabregas.
Cesc.
They either paint your shoes or hide your stuff.
Paint your shoes? They have to bring paint in, or what do they get? The paint.
I thought we established last week. Rosicky doesn't do fun. He's not allowed fun. He wasn't allowed
that
fun.
That doesn't sound like, what is it, a spray can? Is like graffiti in the shoes?
I'm just wondering where they get the.
Are they tagging? That's what I'm saying.
You're young enough. Wilshire's doing it. Wilshire, the graph artist.
They paint your shoes or hide your stuff. And then he goes, I sometimes hide things from other players.
Crazy.
Bentner said that.
Yeah.
Oh, right, okay.
Then they ask Wojciech Szczęsny, who's currently playing in goal for Brentford. Where is it? Hang on. Nicholas Bentner plays tricks on the younger players who join the team, even though he's not old himself.
Fair point.
Which I think is slightly having a go at Bentner.
He is having a go.
Anyway, after that, we're back on it. Andre Arshavin, Tinkerbell is a trickster. Who's the team Tinkerbell? Emmanuel Eboué, plays a trick on somebody every day.
Every day?
Robin van Persie, Emmanuel Eboué. But probably me when I was younger. He's claiming he's grown out of it. Little dig there. And finally, Jesus himself. Tinkerbell is a trickster. Who's the team Tinkerbell?
Who does Jesus think?
Emmanuel Eboué.
Of course he does.
If Seth says it's Emmanuel Eboué, then
that closes the argument.
I think that is that. Yeah.
Emmanuel Eboué.
Do you want some emails?
Is the team Tinkerbell.
Do you want some emails? There's one that says Krappenberg. Do we need any more than that? It's just it's having a go at Mark Clattenburg.
Hang on, I've just had a text from a Tottenham fan. it's not about football.
All right. Dear gentlemen. Yeah, here's one. This is from Jalal Haji, right? Dear gentlemen.
Nice.
Right. Yeah.
Dear gentlemen. It's all right. My 6-year-old son Amir says Fran Merida has a strong resemblance to Joe McElderry. Well, okay. Fair enough. Do you think?
No.
No? All right. Fine.
I've got one here.
Thought the Nigerian airport jokes were brilliant.
I've got...
He says.
He gets it. See, there you go. It's out there. We've got a follow-in for that, which takes me to the next email. Mickey Kane wants us to talk about our boy Ramsey, which we've done, haven't we?
Aaron Ramsey.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah, we love Ramsey.
He's a superstar.
He also says, P.S., to the Nigerian geezer, keep your head up. I'm also a South Londoner who moved over from Paris in 93 when I was six.
Should There's another one.
Should have supported Palace, but I saw this black local guy and another bunch of French guys supporting Arsenal, and I thought, kicked.
Why are you making excuses, you
I'm
people
just reading
for it.
These emails. You people. See?
Your,
we've opened
your
up
sect.
A, we've, you people. We've
South
opened up
Londoners,
a support.
I, mean.
Ah, that's what you mean.
I wasn't referring to the blacks.
The blacks.
Before you start. Before you start.
I've been tuned in.
Oh, you daft racist.
We've suffered.
Exactly. We've opened up the network for a support group, so I'm just glad to be a figurehead.
Something about Tottenham here. Tottenham's transfer policy is revealed. Ransack all the good players in his last team. Not for him the process of scouting or building a player up like Wenger. It looks like Redknapp got the final good member of the Portsmouth team. James, talk about kicking a team when they're down. And then he says, and his son has excelled with his advert for Thomas Cook. Hang on, get this. Useful to have a Spanish villa set up for his dad when the tax man finally comes to lock him up. Right, keep up the good work, lads.
Don't just book it. Thomas Cook it. Have they got any kids, those two, the Redknapps?
They don't take them with them.
They don't take them with them?
I was going to say, where were the kids?
Are they locked in a cellar like Joseph Fritz?
He wasn't actually locked in a cellar, which I point out. But
his kids were
locked in the cellar. Yes, that's true.
When Fritzl went on a Thomas Cook he left his kids in the cellar.
It's so cold. Yeah, it's such a bad advert. It's such an amazingly
poor
advert.
Topless golf. That's my favourite activity. Topless golf.
That's what I do.
Why is he playing topless golf?
He just wants to show off his rippling
muscles.
They
show him, right? He hits the golf ball down the beach with no shirt on. Mm. Then they cut to a picture of Louise riding a horse. And I'm just thinking, where's that golf ball? Come on. Caught her on the head.
That
you know, like that scene in Animal House when they knock. No. They hit a golf ball at a bloke on a horse.
She looks weird from some angles, doesn't she?
Some angles.
How many angles have you seen her from?
Well, there's a few angles in the advert, and one or two you go, oh dear.
When I was a kid, I used to go out to the telly and try and look up. I used to try and look up the telly to try and look up girl skirts. Is that what you're trying to do now?
No.
You're a grown man. I was trying to do it when I was seven.
I was just looking at the two of them.
Just thought
I put it. They just look a bit weird, but they did fall in love on a Thomas Cook Goldie, and bless them.
Did they? Is that the story behind it?
Yeah, I don't know. That's why they're making it.
That's why they're doing it.
It's true.
What is?
They why fell in love
it?
On a Thomas
on
Cook.
On a Thomas Cook, are they?
That's
they
about
don't go on Thomas
I made that up.
I have
they would have done in the past.
I have no right, way though, are they on doing some sort of package from Gatwick in June.
It's unlikely, yeah.
All right, Jamie, Louise! Are you having a drink with us?
I can see it.
Jamie could have done it any time in the
Your
season.
Your wife looks weird from certain angles. See you taking both your bollocks around, do they?
They got this first class in his Redknapp class.
Don't just book it. Go on then, what?
Simon Hume wants to know. I've got another email. He just wants to know. Can you remember when? What was the match when Bakary Sagna got rid of his dreads?
Sorry, love. Stop playing topless golf. We've come away on holiday together.
He goes swimming in those strides, and they've sort of shrunk on him. That's why he's still got them on when he gets back to the...
Sorry, Bakary Sagna what?
What was the match when Bakary Sagna didn't have his dreads? It was a couple of seasons ago. It wasn't last season. It was a couple of seasons ago.
Oh, yeah,
ago,
we didn't recognise him, did we?
No, he was rubbish as well, that game.
We're not that good. That sort of trivia question.
I wouldn't know.
I'm not even going to attempt it.
What you're saying is that you don't know it, Al. You don't know it, Al.
I don't pay that much attention to the hair.
you do.
Was anyone, if anyone has got the end of season video, obviously I don't buy the end of season video if we haven't won anything, so no. I've saved myself about 100 quid the last 5 years.
Years.
I'm putting it towards this year's cup final ticket. My player of the week is Jason Crowe.
Brilliant clearance, wasn't it?
Clearance. Who I still... Do you remember him getting sent off when he played for us?
No. Was that a League Cup tie?
League Cup tie. He came on as a sub. And,
He got sent off.
He went in for it. There's a bouncing ball, and he put his foot up. His foot was up a bit, but nowhere near like Jimenez. Auditioning, so you think you can dance. Abu, you have some wax in your ear. Allow me to get that for you with my Reeboks.
That's quite impressive to get your leg up that high.
Jason Crowe got it down again without going off injured, I've no idea. Jason Crowe came on, and we were playing Birmingham, and he went in for a high ball, and the ref gave a free kick. And then he walked over to him. It was Uriah Rennie. And he walked over to him, and we thought, oh, he's not going to book him for that, is he? He's only just come on. And he sent him off.
Yeah.
And the bloke wasn't injured or anything. It wasn't. No one was writhing around. It was just a high kick.
Uriah Rennie was rubbish, wasn't he?
I wondered what he thought had happened, or if Crowe had said something to him. But, yeah, it was his Arsenal debut. He lasted 33 seconds.
That's right, straight on, straight off.
But this is the man who says he doesn't go into all the trivia. You know what I mean?
I can't remember the game where Bakary Sagna didn't have dreads on.
But you can remember how long Jason Crowe's debut lasted for.
Yes.
Rain Man.
That is a football-related stat.
Rain Man.
You do the fashion. As far as I'm concerned, the fashion is we wear red with white sleeves.
Can't buy a train ticket and there's only beans in the counter.
Very bad. Exactly. Very bad.
Very bad. Alan Davis as Rain Man.
Yeah, and I am a good driver. As you well know, I got you at Bolton in 4 hours.
Count the beans.
Took him to an away game.
Jason Crowe, player of the week, for kicking the ball off the line.
Off the line.
Well, I think the whole Leeds
From Wayne Rooney.
Whole Leeds team for beating Man U in the cup.
Did you feel insulted by the referee only playing 5 minutes?
Grossly and massively insulted. Where's the other 10 minutes?
It was bad.
That was ridiculous. What was he on about?
We were losing. I wanted more.
Every week, not enough time.
I must say, I found it inoffensive, the 5 minutes. I didn't think it was insulting.
I was apoplectic. I almost kicked the telly in. I want more football.
How rude.
It does remind you, days like
that. An insult to the players.
It reminds you how much watching United. I like watching United because you want them to lose as much as you want Arsenal to win. And, you know, when it was cleared off the line, I had my heart in my mouth. It was brilliant.
Was that a dream you had? Is your actual heart? I never know with you. Is that a Nigerian recipe?
I thought Man United were rubbish.
They were rubbish, which is why it was so funny. Then someone tweeted me, really angry United fan, tweeted me saying, oh, you're all just jealous. There's so much jealousy. It's very unattractive. People who cheer when United lose, they're just jealous. They go, no, we just hate United.
Hate United. We're happy. We're happy that you lost.
We don't want to be United fans. Or anything. They always go, it was their cup final. It was their cup final.
It's like you said, everyone outside Surrey and wanted Man United to lose that day.
Yeah, I thought everyone in Yorkshire would be pleased. And then I got loads of tweets from people in Yorkshire going, no one in Yorkshire likes Leeds.
No.
They all hate Leeds. We hate Leeds as well.
We hate Leeds.
We always hate Leeds.
Oh, no, we don't. Not for the next cup round.
The next round. We love Leeds. Now, Leeds.
Marching on together.
Yeah, well, I thought it was marching all together. So I put that on Twitter. Marching all together. Oh, they came in then. It's on. Cockney bastard twat. It's marching on together. Marching all together.
Amazing
Leeds, result. Leeds. Anyway, Tottenham very, very lucky that Leeds won because they haven't now got Man United in the next round, so they're made up.
They're all right.
Yeah. Not happy about Stoke.
You don't like that game?
Beats Stoke.
Now, hang on a minute. What's going on there? I said that about Burnley the other week, and you said, well, it was a very hard game, very hard game.
No, but it was a hard game. And
we
drew 1-1.
Hard game. We lost there last year.
No, we're playing well now.
We lost there last year.
I know
so
we lost there last
year.
You know, Wenger said he wanted to try and get people banned from taking long throws and he should have a kick in instead.
Yeah, he should have a kick in.
Because it's an unfair advantage. And then there was the Stoke Birmingham game the other week, and the Stoke ball boy wouldn't give the towel to the Birmingham player, would he? So the referee went round and got all the towels collected. It said you can't use the towel. If you're not going to allow both teams to use the towel. I think we'll beat Stoke because I just think we're playing well. We've got some big players. We've got Diaby there.
But, I mean, are we going to play them all? Because we've got to play Liverpool in the week, haven't we? And then we've got Champions League. It's a nightmare, that
It's
week.
Just before the Champions League, mate. So we'll play a young team.
After that, isn't it?
It's after. We've got the Champions League
We'll play a young
game
team.
After.
We've got to go up there. I don't think we'll win it, but I never think we'll win, so...
Well,
you think Stoke are going to knock us out?
I think Stoke will do it.
Really?
I hope I'm wrong. Maybe I'm dreaming
You're
it.
Ridiculous.
I just think they might.
He dreamt that Stoke beat us.
Wait. We can get the ball down on the grass for a minute. We'll score.
If it's not windy. That's what Wenger said. I hope it's not windy.
If it's not windy. That's the professor.
The professor. I hope it's not windy.
The scientist. So, I'll say, what are your plans? Ooh, a bit windy. Don't fancy it. Speaking of managers, Juan de Ramos.
One day.
Bless
That's
him.
Why he was manager of Tottenham, wasn't it?
Juan
one day.
Juan de Ramos.
One day you'll win something.
One day Ramos.
One day Ramos.
One day you'll win a cup.
Has been sacked by CSKA in Moscow, and I just said, I had this vision, and when you get sacked in Moscow, you get proper sacked.
Yeah.
They don't tell you. You just go back to your flat and the keys don't work.
It's cleared out. Where's my stuff?
So you call a locksmith.
No, you ain't got any stuff.
Someone comes around, there's no stuff there. It's just a ticket.
Your stuff was our stuff when we gave you the job.
Are they not doing very well then? Was it CSKA or Spartak?
You get a ticket and you get an egg timer. And
honest,
if you're still in the country when the egg timer's run out.
There's a couple of blokes who'll give you directions to the bus station.
Did he get really lucky, Ramos, in his first season, and then he suddenly became a manager?
He was a brilliant manager at Seville.
Was he?
Yeah.
He went into the Tottenham black hole.
Did
it happens
back
to everyone.
Back to back UEFA Cups.
Did they?
Like
they won? Yeah, that's true. They did. That's right.
They
Freddie
got in the Champions League.
Yeah, they were a decent team.
How many players have gone to Tottenham good and come out rubbish?
Tottenham wreck players.
Yeah, totally.
Look, there's a really good player they signed from Sheffield United, Kyle Norton.
Don't even know who he is.
I remember him.
Really good right back. All right. Everton wanted him. Go to Everton, you mug. David Moyes is a good manager. Gone there, disappeared. Gareth Bale.
Gareth Bale was a decent player.
This the players that they ruin. They ruin players. Don't go there.
If you're listening.
Be the death of you.
They're sniffing after Victor Moses at the moment, which is not making me very happy.
Oh, well, yeah. Palace, Moses, yeah.
Big man of Palace. I'm just saying.
I just love his name.
Victor Moses. It's a brilliant name. Moses, 1-0. Yeah. That's brilliant.
Jesus to Moses.
You want to hear that, didn't you? Anytime.
Jesus to Moses, 1-0. Says to Victor Moses. It's going to happen. He should come to Arsenal, which
you think he will come to Arsenal? There's a little link that maybe he'd come.
He's young enough and from South London, it could work.
Yeah.
Young enough, black enough from South London, it could work.
It's true, yeah. Thames Link.
I, for one, am trying to push you through.
Half an hour.
It's Palace Wolves in the next round, by
is
the way.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Palace got through against Sheffield Wednesday. Yeah, I can't believe we're talking about Palace. And Neil Warnock. Turn this round.
He's done it. It's my stealth. It's somebody brought it in.
I win.
Absolute fifth columnist. You turn this into a Crystal Palace podcast. We're talking about Victor Moses.
Suddenly.
Oh, Victor we're playing Moses Wolves in the next round. Yeah. I don't care.
I didn't say we, I said they. All right, move on. I'm sorry I brought it up.
In your dream, when Arsenal are losing 3-0 at Chelsea, were Palace winning the European Cup?
On the PlayStation next door.
Oh, well, I think they probably were. Yeah, I've got another email for someone. Last week we established that Sammy and Nasri
likes the ballet.
Went to the ballet. This bloke says Alonzo Mosley.
Alonzo Mosley from Midnight Run.
Yeah.
That's the name of the character from Midnight Run. Sorry, I was watching it the other day.
I know. It is one of my favourite films of all time.
Yeah, it's brilliant. Yeah.
So it's nice to get an email from one of the characters.
You get 10 years for impersonating an FBI agent, yeah? What are they going to give you? Beautiful.
He says, I'm a lawyer representing Craig Bellamy and Emmanuel Adebayor, and I'd like to arrange a time to speak to Mr. Davis regarding certain comments made on your podcast. No, not really, guys. He's emailing to say he saw Sammy Nasri in Waitrose on Finchley Road.
Did he look bored out of his head there as well?
But he said that if he's still with the same bird now as he was then, it's probably worth going to the ballet every once in a while, because she was a stunner.
Okay.
Stunner.
So, and then he makes a mistake right at the end of signing himself Stu Bell. So he's slightly giving away the fact that he's not actually the bloke out of Midnight Run.
Right. Because we were all fooled up to that point.
Sammy Nasri just taking the sweets out of sticking them in his pockets at the end.
Yeah, here's one from Austin Grout.
They're making them up. They're making them up.
Austin Grout.
We're going to get Seymour Butts soon.
Victor Moses.
Austin Grout. He works at Whitley Bridge Car Sales. There's a little plug for you there. Anyone who wants to advertise on the show, that's how we would do it.
Yeah.
Okay. I've got...
Whitley Bridge Car Sales are an excellent firm based in Eastbourne. Austin Grout says, I slipped over yesterday while listening to the podcast. I was laughing too loud and not concentrating.
Absolutely.
This makes no sense.
Laughing too loud?
You concentrate on walking.
It's icy out there.
Why did the level of his laughter trip him up?
Did you laugh?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. The decibels, it was too much.
I'm laughing so much, my legs started to go. Has that ever happened? Is that why comedy club people are encouraged to sit down?
Yeah, they have to sit down.
He says, not an issue normally. All right. But yesterday, I was walking through the golf course in Eastbourne. This is making no sense, Austin.
Go on, what happened?
What happened was he ended up 60 metres from where he started, and then he does a smiley face.
Fall down a hill or something?
He must have fallen down a hill.
We've made someone fall down a hill. Well done, us. I say.
He laughed so much, he slipped over and fell down a hill. And
don't
then,
listen
and then
to
at the end, he signs off with Keith's favourite phrase. Where there's blame, there's a claim. listen, we might be about to wrap this up. We can go top of the league this week, can't we?
Come on,
we've got a chance. We're going to play Bolton Wanderers on Wednesday.
That's the first. Let's concentrate on that. See, one game at a time.
You're going to win that game.
Yeah, we're going to win that.
Yes.
Game. We're going to clean that
unless
one up.
Unless Bolton gets a new manager. You know what it's like when they get new managers.
The old caretaker has a little get some going because we're playing them twice in the next three games now. Aren't we?
Yeah. So I don't... I'm
not worried about Bolton. I'm not worried about Bolton.
We used to worry about Bolton. It was a nightmare when
it was a horrible place.
More away than at home.
Restarts. The game's about restarts.
Yeah.
Pretty, fancy foreigners. Kick them in the bollocks. Have a restart.
That's what he said.
That was his team talk. I can hear it. We sit so close to the tunnel, I can hear it.
I think we'll get 6 points.
Which means they can hear us.
Bolton and Everton.
Poor old dumb boy David Moyes will come down and lose 7-0.
67 injuries this week.
Yeah. That fella got him cheap.
He fell down laughing.
He was already injured when I got him. That one got him cheap. He was injured when I got him. That one was very, very cheap.
Do you reckon we're going to sell Senderos?
He only had one leg. That one was very, very cheap, but that was Phil Neville. That one was very, very cheap. But he's a Nigerian and he's not even here because of the African Nations Cup. which no one told me about.
Again, apologies to David Moyes, who's a big listener.
Angola, I read that. Angola. It's war-torn Angola.
It's not war-torn anymore.
It's not war-torn.
Again, with the African clichés.
No.
I'm hearing about the blacks, I'm hearing about Africa.
Whenever I hear Angola, I just hear war-torn first.
Well, perhaps you'd like to give us your thoughts on SWAPO.
Maybe we should move on from that.
Is there time? I think we're out of time.
And I'll do something about the miners' strike. Guess how up to date you are,
obviously. Good call. Very good.
SWAPO's playing left wing for us. I'm meeting Haley on Wednesday, so don't stay at this time. Yeah, we're meeting under the big 32. See you then. That's what I bring it up.
One last thing before we go. I'd like to say hello to everyone at shewar.com. It's a cracking website.
Yeah.
About all things Arsenal, and they did mention the Up for Grabs podcast. We think that's why we got to number one on the iTunes chart.
Whoa!
And we also apparently are number 15 in the US sports chart.
Brilliant.
We are the second highest football podcast
after World
in
Soccer.
America, after something by ESPN. SheWhore.com. I actually thought, it's when I first saw it, it said SheWhore.com. But it isn't about she whores. It's about the Arsenal. Thanks, boys. See who you're not here next week, IT.
I'm going snowboarding.
You're going snowboarding. It'll be Keith
Dover. I'll never go snowboarding.
Keith Dover and Ian Stone will be here without their skis on.
Thanks
a lot.
See you lot.
This is a Playback Media production. To listen to all our football podcasts, visit playbackmedia.co.uk. If you would like to sponsor or advertise on this show, give our marketing partners at Sports Revolution a call on 0207 580 2580 or drop them a line at info@sportsrevolution.co.uk.